Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a special night ahead to honor several Detroit police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel go above and beyond in their jobs. The Detroit Public Safety Foundation's 13th annual Above and Beyond award ceremony being held this coming Thursday at Ford Field. Joining us live to talk more about it, Carter Drury from the Detroit Public Safety Foundation. And good morning, Carter. Thanks so much for being with us today. Can you tell us about the event and who's being honored here?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Greg. We're happy to talk about this because it is such a wonderful night honoring our first responders in Detroit. As you said, it's a 13th annual event, and each year it is just such an inspiring night hearing the stories of these men and women who put their life on the line and serve so selflessly. And so we are just honored to host this event and have such great support from the community. It's actually already a sold-out event, but we'll be presenting the Medal of Valor, the Purple Heart, Emergency Medical Merit, and Public Safety Distinguished Service. And the stories are just incredible. There's an officer who you see actually his body cam video of him running to a burning car and breaking the back window and pulling someone out of the car. And a firefighter who rescued an elderly man from a burning home, and actually the victim will be there that night as well. And another story that I love are some EMTs who actually rescued someone from a third floor scaffolding. And so they had to go up and perform the EMT unit. The person was having a heart attack, and then also rescue them and pull them down from the scaffolding. So just some incredible stories. And we always are so inspired when we hear this, and just makes us proud of Detroit and of these first responders. And we're so grateful to be able to honor and recognize them.
Carter, I've heard it described that, you know, while the rest of us are running away from burning buildings and emergencies, the first responders, they're the ones running into the buildings.
Absolutely. And this night really highlights that and shows it. And we know that and we hear it, but when you hear these stories and, these are the best of the best, the Medal of Valor, I mean, this really shows the bravery, the service, the sacrifice. I mean, the Purple Heart, the ones who are injured in the line of duty, and, you know, they're officers who are being shot at. They're responding. They know they're chasing someone with a weapon who's been shooting into a home or who has, you know, kidnapped someone. We're hearing these stories. And when you see the officers and you see their families and you know what it means to the families and how proud they are, you know, it's a really important night. It's important for us as a community to say thank you. And it's also important for the first responders to know that they have that support and the appreciation, because that is a tough job. And, you know, we can't really truly appreciate it unless you've walked in their shoes. But this night just really allows us to honor that and to honor their service and to thank their families.
I'm sure you'd agree that these first responders, police officers, firefighters, EMS, don't get the recognition they deserve. And unfortunately, you know, the nature of what we do and what's on social media often is negative stories, right, instead of the positive ones about these folks?
Absolutely. You know, and of course, you know, those stories, you know, when they happen, but what we don't see is the incredible work that is happening day in and day out. And I have the privilege working at the Detroit Public Safety Foundation. You know, we get to work firsthand with the first responders, and beyond these men and women who are receiving the Medal of Valor for their bravery, they're also just incredible public servants who are volunteering with the kids, who are doing the mentoring programs that we have grant funding for, who are, you know, going to pick kids up from their homes, who are just absolutely going above and beyond in every way all throughout the year. And so I think there's so many wonderful positive stories. And especially here in Detroit, we just have really compassionate, wonderful first responders and great leaders. And it is such a privilege to be able to work with them and to share some of these stories.
Yeah, because these are the true heroes, and you know, you wonder, it takes a special person to do this, and we know, because we pretty much know the salaries, they certainly aren't doing it for the money, are they?
Right, and you can tell that they all have really a calling, and especially, you know, it's such a part of who they are, this drive to serve and to help and to run toward, and, you know, I think there are so many hard things that they see, and, you know, one of the awards actually is a DPD and a DFD, and they responded to someone who was in mental crisis, and for hours were trying to talk to this individual and ended up doing a rescue. And you just think about, you know, what they see and what they experience and their dedication to the job. And it really, truly is remarkable. And I think this night and these stories, for those of us who aren't, for the sponsors and the supporters there, we leave and we're just so inspired and so grateful. So thankful that men and women do this job every day.
Yeah, thank goodness those folks are out there helping us, protecting us. The Detroit Public Safety Foundation's 13th annual Above and Beyond Awards ceremony this Thursday at Ford Field. Now, you said the tickets are sold out, but maybe people want to get involved and help you. You'd look for volunteers.
Absolutely. We would love that. And we're so grateful the community really does back our first responders. And that's evident in the fact that we are sold out, so that we have wonderful sponsors and supporters. The Penske Foundation is our title sponsor, Penske Corporation. And, you know, we have that support, but we would love the community to get involved. Come to headquarters. We have a police museum and gift shop here at headquarters. But throughout the year, we do mentoring programs. We do Sergeant Santa's coming up. So we always need support for that. You know, there is always the next thing. Of course, we just finished Halloween in the D, and we work with the city of Detroit. So we would love to have support from the community. We would love for people to get involved. Our website is DetroitPublicSafety.org. So you can look us up, give us a call. We would absolutely love to have your support. You know, there's more information on the website, but we're always working. There's always a need. There's always another project, and we're so grateful to find grant funding and donations and support. So we would love to have the community reach out.
Fantastic event, and good luck with everything. Thanks for everything you do, Carter Drury from the Detroit Public Safety Foundation, and good luck with the big event this week.
Thank you so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.